Start recording. All right. So, hey, my name is Olivia. Today's workshop, we're going to be talking about delivering a smooth, like, user experience. And so, this is more about the flow of things and how that looks for the end user, for your customers. Simplera does a lot of things over, you know, under one roof. So the point here is to see how everything connects. All right. So some of, I know, George, you've been to a couple of the other workshops. Some of this is going to be a little repetitive while it also then connects to the other things. So I'm going to go ahead and start sharing my screen here. Okay. Great. So first, we're going to talk about giving access to content. And the way that you give access to content is either through a list or a product. Now, you can give access the same way. The difference is that a list is normally free and a product is normally paid. So through a product, you give access to content under the content tab. And you're going to choose the membership site that the course is on, and then the course itself. So whatever you check here under a product means somebody purchases this product and they're going to get access to this content. And with a list, it's also going to be under the content tab. You choose the membership site that the course is on, you choose the course, and when you're giving access through a list, this is somebody subscribes to my list, and then they get access to this content that I've checked down here. Now, there's going to be a thank you for subscribing or a thank you for purchasing page for either a list and a product. If you go to the content tab, we'll talk about the list first. If you go to the content tab, I'm sorry if you can hear some wailing. There's a storm here, and my dog is a little nervous. So under the content tab, you can click customize thank you page content. So if you don't, it's just a default thank you page, but you can create your own text on the thank you page here. And normally this is like, you know, tell them what to expect next or something very simple, like thank you for subscribing. Or you can actually create your own custom thank you page using a landing page. So this would be a full page. It's all right, Floyd. This would be a full page landing page, which you'll find under marketing, landing pages, and forms. And let's see if I can find here. Right. So it doesn't have to be anything, you know, crazy, anything super fancy. This is just a thank you for subscribing. Click this button and download this PDF. So if this is the thank you page that I want to use for my list or for my product, I would toggle this on, custom thank you page after successful sign up. And I can either choose that landing page here in the link picker, or I can just paste it. So that's my thank you page. And I can save those changes. So that means when someone subscribes to my list, they're going to be taken directly to that page afterwards. Similarly, in a product, add custom copy for the thank you page. So this is on that default page that you're changing the text. Or you can redirect to a custom URL after purchase, and you would do the exact same thing here. So notice too, I always like to point out, there are a lot of similarities between lists and products. So you could give access the same way. It's always under the content tab. You're going to, you know, do your custom thank you pages or thank you page text also under the content tab for both. Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about auto responses and the giving your either your subscribers or your customers login information to access the content that they've been promised. So under a product here, you're giving access to content. Now under this little section here, content settings, you're gonna see this option. So if you don't toggle this on, don't email participants about how to access their content, the system will automatically send this email. If my computer wants to load it, there we go. So this is gonna have your logo, a little bit of your text, and then it's gonna give login information and a link to the content that somebody purchased. That's gonna be the same with a list. But what if you don't want to use that default email, or if you want another way? Because I always say that redundancy isn't always a bad thing when you are giving access to content that was promised. So in autoresponses, which are automated emails that go out a certain amount of days after somebody either purchases a product or subscribes to a list, you can say the 0 day means it goes out right away. And then you can create this automated sequence using autoresponses. With the list, it could be, you know, hey, I'm just checking in, or you're sending a newsletter type of situation. But on that 0 day, if you are giving access to content, what you can do is use these insert options here. So for example, if I type in, here's your username, here's your password, I can use this insert option to grab the Simplero ID, put that there, and the system generated password. And then I can insert a link directly to the content. So I can find my membership site, and then I can find the course. And then I can grab a link directly to that course. And if I want, I can display it as a button. Also notice here, make this a magic login link. This means that someone doesn't have to log in to access the content right away, but these links do expire after 24 hours. So I'm gonna leave this just as a button and have them log in. Here's my button. This will take me directly to the course that I have given access to in the content tab. Go ahead and save those changes. And now same goes with a product or a list. If someone either unsubscribes from your list or they cancel the purchase or the purchase expires on a product, whatever's checked here, the system will automatically revoke access to that content. All right. Now, let's discuss here, got in my notes, order form. So you can customize the order form of a product to have additional fields. You can also add additional text to an order form. So right now, product order form, just that the basic form here, billing information, you can choose a price. Maybe there's a coupon code. You'll put in your bank information, your credit card information, and then purchase. Now, if I want, I can add custom copy to the order form. So before the form, after the form, or in the sidebar, which is what I see most often. So if I add the text there for the order form, you can see now I have text above the order form in the sidebar and just below the order form. So you can add text. Again, I see it most commonly used in the sidebar here, because you can put a lot of information on the side without adding anything to this side here. Okay. And then obviously custom fields. So if you need more information from a customer, you want to gather more information from a customer, you can use custom fields. So you can ask for a birth date. You can add additional fields and you can add checkboxes. So different options. So that's really up to you. You can do the same for a list subscription. So if you wanted to add custom fields to a signup form, you can also do that as well. And then I also thought it's worth mentioning here that when you are giving access to content, you're going to see here on the side that there are locks. Some of these are unlocked and some of them are locked. The difference here is that some of these are, so the main website, for example, is an open site. It's your main marketing site. So that's not going to be able, you're not going to be able to lock that site, but you can lock your membership sites. So restricted access only to those that you've given access to. And when you drip a course, that's when it shows as locked. So you can have as many courses as you want on a single membership site. But if those courses are published, what that means is that anyone with access to the site has access to that course. So many times you'll see that all the courses on a site are dripped because they're being sold individually. And when they're being sold individually, you're only giving access to that specific course on the site. So if we take a look at a course here, and even you can see here on the side, most of these courses are dripped or in draft. If you go to the course settings, this is where you can choose, okay, this course is dripped, which means restricted access only to those who have purchased this product or subscribed to this list, or it's published, which means it's available to anyone on the site. So you can have certainly a mixture of published courses available to all that are on the site, and then dripped courses, which are only paid for individually. Okay. And then we talked just briefly about the membership site and the main or membership sites versus main websites. Again, the main marketing site, the main website is a public site. So the way Simplera was designed is to have your courses on membership sites, so locked membership sites, and then to use the main website as your marketing site. So although you can put courses on your main website, I'd recommend only putting courses that are free and not paid and that are just open to all. It makes it easier that way. Okay. Any questions, George?
Sorry about that. Had to run to get to the mute button.
Oh, no worries. Are we okay right now? Any questions?
No, we're good.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Let's give, let's talk a little bit.
One of the things I've been thinking about is I have some PowerPoint presentations and I was thinking about making those into courses.
Okay.
So I have content. Mm-hmm. And now with the courses, do you recommend they have audio as well as written comments and instructions?
Yeah. So, I mean, let's take a look at this this example course. Actually, maybe this is not the one I want. Just a second here. Here it is. So normally, the most common structure I see in a course, even though this is not it, I don't know where this, is to have some sort of audio file and then body text. So let's see. Something like this. So you've got a video.
There's a bunch that Damon did.
What's that?
You said there are quite a few courses that Damon had done too.
Yes.
They're still out there, I think.
That's exactly right. And so you can see here that there's been a video added as the main content of the lesson. But then there's also body text that goes along with it. And then you can add download links and things like that. So on the back end, let's grab this course here. When you create a course lesson, it's going to ask you what the main content is going to be. If you click none, then it'll just be body text, which is perfectly fine. Then you can also add a video or an audio file or a quiz or a worksheet. So you can easily add those files. I don't have any audio on this account, but you choose the video you want. Then that'll be the main for the course. And then anything added here can be downloaded under the additional content. Does that answer your question?
It does. Sorry, I missed the course the other day.
Oh, no worries. We do. We added that into Simplera University, so you can watch that recording at any time.
Okay.
All right. So let's talk. This is a good segue into this Inner Circle membership site. So this is an example membership site that we created just to give our members kind of a little taste of what a membership site can look like. It doesn't have to be fancy. Again, the biggest thing here is that you're delivering the content that was promised either by the list subscription, and the product or purchasing of the product. And the main thing here is you just want to make it easy to find, right? So what we've done here is created drop-down menus of different courses and made them categories. So life skills, health-wise, everything else. So you make it easy to find courses. And also what we've done is added a featured courses section on the membership site. So I can hop into any of these courses right away. So there are lots of ways that you can go about doing this, but we always say like the simpler the better. Just have the content ready to go on the membership site so that it's easy to find. Let's see here. All right, we'll talk about the login page for a membership site that can be edited a bit. So we're hopping kind of over to membership site settings. Under the configure tab, it should be here somewhere. Where is it? Yeah. Message on login screen. So if you want to add a message on the login screen or add a little bit more information, or maybe you want to add a like your contact information on there, you can do that here. Show a custom message when trying to access the site without being logged in. And that's under the advanced settings. And then every membership site has a forum. And the forum is open to everyone who has access to the membership site. So you'll have, say, many courses on the membership site. But the forum is a public forum on the membership site. So we created groups, and groups are private forums within a membership site. So a great use case for groups is to, you know, like if you are running a course, say every 6 months, and you want a forum that is for like each cohort of that course, you can create groups and you can actually give access to groups the same way you do the content. So membership site, course, and then group, all under the content tab for either your product or your list. Where were we?
What I'm planning is peer groups.
What's that?
I'm planning to have peer groups. So
okay.
5 to 15 people in a group. And then to be able to have a forum for each group so they can have discussion within that group and then be able to have an overall forum. Is that what groups are good for?
Yeah. So you can use groups for individual discussion, like closed private discussion, and then the forum is available to everyone on the membership site. So the group forums are private and the public forum is public. So anyone with access to the site can host on the forum, the main forum.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So you can absolutely use groups for that.
I have a beta site, but I haven't done the groups yet.
Yeah. So you can create groups pretty easily. If you go to your membership site, click on groups, you'll click create a group. In that top right corner there, name your group, test group. And then that's it. You've created your group and you can start adding forum posts. And you also have the settings up here. So group settings. So same as with the public forum on the membership site. If you enable the forum here, you can just allow forum posts and comments, or you can moderate if you want to add a moderation email, then you'll get email sent to you when somebody comments or posts. You can also not allow comments on forum posts. That's completely up to you. And then in the site settings for your membership site is where you'll put the moderation email.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We'll go back here. Hi, Kristen. We are just finishing up, but I can open the floor to some questions afterwards. So the last thing I really wanted to touch on here, or actually let's go over one more thing. When we were looking at this membership site, the featured courses section and the dropdown options, I just wanted to show you how you can set that up quickly. So let's come back over here. And hit up a membership site. Okay. So we've got some courses here. So we do have an entire workshop on like setting up a site, but I'll just show you briefly. If you want to add a drop-down menu of your courses on a membership site, you're going to add a page in the page builder and click folder. You can say health courses or something like that. And then what I'll do is you see how when I hover over the 6 dots next to one of these courses, the pointer turns into a hand. If you hold, click, and drag, I then dragged that to be underneath this drop-down menu. And I can do that for any other page or any course that I want under this drop-down menu. So that's how you create the drop-down folders. And then when you're looking to add like a featured courses section, that's going to be on an actual page. So it could be on an existing page. Normally the home page would be a good place to have it. So if I click edit to my home page, I'm just going to add a page here. All right. So now I'm on a page that I've created. And if I click add a section, I can do a course catalog, which is all the courses on the membership site. Or I can do featured courses, where I choose which courses I want to be highlighted. And so say if I'm doing a featured courses section, I then add the course here in the editor. So I'll choose the course I want to be there. And if I have a card image for that course, it's gonna appear here. So it's blank because I didn't add an image for that course. All right, and then the last thing, last couple of things here. I've forgotten we're going over the courses preview settings. So we've talked a lot about how if a course is dripped on a membership site, that means that someone doesn't have access to it. But we also give you some options of what you want people to see. So if I'm going to a course, it's not that one, say this one, and this course is dripped. Do I want everyone that has access to the membership site to see this course but not be able to access it? There is an entire preview section here within each course. So if I click hide, if I choose the option hide completely, that means the course will not appear on the membership site for anyone that doesn't have access. But sometimes it can be a good idea to have your have all your courses displayed, but not available, so that you can actually, you can kind of advertise them on your site and then have people purchase them. So they may purchase one course, but then, oh, here are all the other offerings on this membership site. Maybe I want to purchase some more. So you can do preview only, list only lessons selected for preview, or you can do a full outline. Again, the full outline doesn't mean that someone has access. They can just see like the names of the lessons and they can see like the outline. So then each course you can add a description, which is up here. And this is for people who have access to the course. If you want to show something different to people who don't have access, you can put that here. If you leave this blank, it will show the description. And then the last part here is the button. So you can say, oh, okay, like purchase this now or get access now. And then you can choose the product order form. So someone comes to the site, they've purchased another course, they see a preview for this course, they say, oh, I want to purchase this course. It'll link straight to the order form to purchase. And the only list lessons selected for preview, let me show you that quickly. So if I click into an individual lesson, I've got these preview settings here. So when someone doesn't have access to this course, show the title, or it can actually say, I want people to see the entire contents of this lesson, or show nothing. So title only is normally what you would do for just like the outline. The content inside could be like an introductory lesson that you let everybody see. That's really up to you. Okay. And then the last thing I want to touch on before I open up for questions is testing what this looks like from the user perspective. So recommend creating a test email account and opening up your list subscription or your list signup form or your product order form on an incognito window or a different browser that isn't logged into Simplero. The point here is that you don't want Simplero to recognize you as your admin self. So you want the whole flow to be from somebody who's subscribing or somebody who's purchasing. So you would grab for the list, grab the signup form. So any of these 61 that we have for this test list. And you'll want to grab this and open it in an incognito window or a different browser and subscribe using that test account. If you're testing for a product, what you can do is create a secret price. Secret price is only available with a special link. So if you click add a secret price, you can do it for $0 and create that price. And just like you do with the list signup form, what you'll do is you'll grab the secret price link for your product and open it in an incognito window or a different browser that isn't logged into Simplero. Use your test email address, and then you can test the flow from there. You can click the links, make sure they're working, see what everybody sees when they enter your membership site, and all of that good stuff. So that is for you today. I would love to open the floor up for questions, if anybody has. Does anybody have any questions? No? Okay. Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say, I think we're good here. Thanks, Olivia.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. All right. Well, if we don't have any questions, I could go ahead and end early. But thank you so much for coming. We're going to be doing a few more of these workshops in the next few weeks. And we're also doing live Q&As every week. So I hope to see you there. Thanks, everyone. Sounds great.
Thank you.
Oh, Kristen saying, how would you make a recipe hub? Could you be a little bit more specific, Kristen? Are you talking about like having recipes in like in a course format or like on a landing page?
I am planning on having a membership site or a membership for people, and recipes will be part of the course. It's a health, So okay. I think I'm not sure how to sort of navigate both having different subjects and also all the recipes.
Sure. Let me share my screen and see if we can
thank you.
Walk through some options here. All right. There's a little bit of an echo. Would you mind muting, Kristen? Thank you. Okay, so one of the test courses I have on this is actually someone asked about recipes and how to put them possibly into a course format, not necessarily for them to be consumed as a course, but this is a great way to organize. So all the veggie recipes would be in this course module, and you can add a module for each category. So then each lesson would be a recipe that's in that category. So then it would look something like this, obviously a little bit cleaner, but you would have all the veggie recipes all the chicken recipes, all the beef recipes in like one place. So I've seen that done before. So it's the best way probably to organize. Otherwise, what you could do is have the put the recipes on. Yeah, this would actually, I recommend the course format. Otherwise, what you would need to do is create pages on your membership site. Each page would be a recipe. So let's see here. Nope, that's not what I wanted. I want to edit menu and pages. There we go. Okay. So each page would have to be a recipe. So this would be chicken parm. And then you would need to create like either a drop-down menu or you could create a page that has links to each page that has the recipe on it. So that could be a little complex. Not that it's not that you can't do it. But yeah, like if I did a drop-down menu, I could, or actually, no, I would say probably having a page. And on that page, you could do something like a features section. So all of the recipes could have their own like image. And then you would need to link. So that page I just created, the chicken parm page, you would then need to add an image and then you could add the link to that page. To here, to be that link, the image link. And then if this is going to be paid for, just like a course can be dripped, a page can also be dripped. So you can control access to who sees the page that has the recipes on it. Or if you wanted to create multiple, you can drip them here. And then you can give specific access to the dripped pages on the site. Does that help, Kristen?
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, I will need to have a bigger, like I will need the biggest Templero subscription, I guess then, to have different pages.
No, you can use the same membership site for all of your course content and your recipes. You don't need many membership sites.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, right. To see. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Any more questions? All right. Well, if there's no more questions for today, thank you so much for coming. I hope to see you again soon. Have a great rest of your day or evening. Bye, everyone.